This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You again, friends, have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, friends, if you'd like to check us out online, please do sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Facebook, Bradley Dean, double E, Facebook, Bradley Dean. By the way, I wanted to let you know while I'm bringing that forth, this just came to my remembrance, that, folks, Facebook and Twitter is being sued for censorship and discrimination against, guess who, friends? Well, they are advocating those that mean to destroy this country every step of the way. They're censoring anybody that would speak out against our sworn enemies within. Therefore, that should tell you as to who they are working for. But on sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, Facebook, Twitter, sued for censorship and discrimination, coming to you directly by Pamela Geller, who knows better than most men do. The woman has the internal fortitude of over 100 men, friends. Literally, she says what needs to be said, and she does what needs to be done. And folks, that's what's all important, especially in these times. Also wanted to let you know, friends, if you want to give us a call at any time, you can do that. That number is 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, I want to jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com and highlight some of the things that are going on in your country today. And then what we're going to do is we're going to go over and we're going to talk about when the devil becomes the blind reprobate man standard. We're seeing a lot of people talk about Hillary Clinton and the likes of Hillary Clinton. And folks, they're attempting to lead by opposition through Hillary Clinton, and they're using a Saul Alinsky tactic, trying to make her the victim, friends, so she comes out as the victor. And we need to understand that, again, friends, this is a communist manifesto. It's a method in which they use to win the day. They got to put her in the victim position. But the fact of the matter is, in this country, friends, people know that she is a criminal from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, and she's been let loose on the United States of America for the last 40 and 50 years in this country. Again, I have to lay it to the feet of the responsible party, and that would be the American people, in which tolerate her crimes. I also want to let you know that if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Friends, we studied the past. We know our future. We've studied the Word of God. We know our God in Jesus Christ. We are unified with Christ. It is not a relationship with Jesus. It's a union with Jesus. Read the Word and put it into context. Line upon line, precept upon precept. So in saying that, we have the mind of Christ. We have the heart of God. His laws are written upon our hearts and our minds. The Holy Ghost bearing witness. Hebrews 10, as we follow the Christ, 1 Corinthians 11, 1, and John 14, 6. Now, folks, again, let's go over to Sons of Liberty Media. com, and I want to let you know what's going on in this country. And you do need to understand that it is the communists within that are creating all of this domestic insurrection, that are inciting domestic insurrection, that is inciting hate at any level that it can be used, or anybody that will be played by these devils in charge, they think, that are submitting themselves to the devils in charge, their minions, their useful idiots, right? Well, the new Black Panther leader calls on blacks to establish a country within a country in five southern states. You better understand, friends, that it is this corrupt administration that is responsible for them very words. I said to you yesterday, black folks, black power is as dangerous as white power is. I said to you yesterday, white folks, white power is as dangerous as black power. All power belongs to our Heavenly Father, who is the governor of all nations. And by the way, our government is upon the shoulders of His Son, Jesus Christ. Therefore, all power is His. From the beginning to the end. He's the Alpha and the Omega, okay? And so if we can get that into perspective, game over for those that are trying to attempt to divide and conquer the American people. If this was an upright government, there would be no Black Panthers. There would be no racial issues because, again, it's not the color of our skin, but the content of our character, said Martin Luther King Jr., and who better to say it than he himself? Folks, it is this administration that is creating this. It is this administration that has been given a free hand to do the things that you're allowing them, America, to do. Again, I cannot lay the responsibility to anybody else, America. And again, remember, I'm not talking about a third world country here. I'm talking about what's going on in your country. And enough is enough, America. Wanted to let you know on sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends. Obamacare premiums rising. Republicans call for measures to control it while ignoring continued the unconstitutionality of this contrived power in which he derived out of thin air because it's a violation of Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution of the United States of America. Therefore, Obamacare, folks, is null and void. Let me say that again. And by the way, the majority of the American people, easy hands down, are responding to Obamacare in such a fashion. It's null and void. Friends, it's null and void. Obamacare is unconstitutional. If it's unconstitutional, therefore, that means it's illegal. Okay? It's null and void. Okay? If you were to lay to their charge for the evidence concerning the constitutionality and the lawfulness of Obamacare, folks, they cannot produce it. And keep in mind, the individual that was actually responsible outside of Mitt Romney, who the conservatives were duped by that individual actually believing he was a conservative, Obamacare was contrived in his government, Mitt Romney's. Okay? But going back to the individual that was responsible for Obamacare, he's the one that even told you, America, it's all a lie. It's unconstitutional. It's not legal. The guy that actually brought forth Obamacare, the architect of Obamacare, told you that, friends. And why is it that we're even talking about Obamacare today? Because the Republicans want to talk about it. By the way, that individual's name is Jonathan Gruber. And you know what Jonathan Gruber said about Obamacare? He said it was the stupidity of the American people, namely of voters, that helped pass the bill. He said, yeah, we lied to the stupid American people, said Jonathan Gruber, the architect of Obamacare. I'll say it again. This is what they're saying of you, America. The architect of Obamacare, yeah, we lied to the stupid American people, said Jonathan Gruber. Folks, why are the Republicans talking about controlling Obamacare when it's illegal? Can somebody fill in the blank here, please? Question mark. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We'll be right back on the other side.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
We had a government takeover of our healthcare system, but is our retirement next? Hi, Bradley Dean here. It's happened already in 14 countries in the last 6 years. Governments paying off their debts by seizing a portion of their citizens' bank and retirement accounts. We're $19 trillion in debt, and there's $18 trillion in retirement accounts. Do the math. Is our country wanting to do the same? Get the facts. My dear friends at Landmark Capital have the facts. CEO David Fisher wrote the white paper on how to protect your retirement and bank accounts from government seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession. You heard me right. Take physical possession. No paper, real product with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 877-448-2646. That's 877-448-2646 or landmarkgold.com. That's landmarkgold.com.
Control, this is QL1. Everything looks good on my end. Prepping for liftoff. Over. One more thing, QL1. What's that, Control? You've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
Well, it's completely online. It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. You can share your pay stuff and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Yeah, go ahead and pick one. Anyone.
That's tough. They all sound great.
I think you're finally getting it, Control.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, I want to tell you something. I'm speaking to America right now. Though 52 other countries are listening, apply the principles of the Word of God, and you'll be speaking the same way that I am by the Holy Ghost. Theodore Roosevelt was right when he said patriotism means, by the way, defined, patriot, to uphold dying laws. Patriot means to stand by the country. It does not mean to stand by the president or any other public official, save exactly to the degree in which he himself stands by the country. Bingo. It's a patriot, and it's patriotic to support him insofar as he's efficiently serving the country. It's unpatriotic not to oppose him to the exact extent that by inefficiency or otherwise he fails in his duty to stand by the country. In either event, it is unpatriotic not to tell the truth, whether about the president or anyone else. Exactly. Bingo. Bingo. Hey, folks, we're talking about Obamacare premiums rising. Republicans call for the measures to control it. Why are they trying to control it, the Republicans, friends, when it's unconstitutional? How come they're not calling it out for its unconstitutionality? They've got you caught up into a debate to gut the pith and marrow of who we are through opinion. Why do you settle for that, America? Furthermore, going back to what I was talking about during the first segment, Jonathan Gerber, the architect under Romney in Massachusetts, you know, the conservatives thought he was a Christian man, friends. Oh, he was pro-gun. Nope, he's anti-gun. Oh, we thought he was pro-life. Nope, he was supporting Planned Parenthood. Oh, we thought he was pro-marriage. No, he actually supported NAMBLA, North American Man-Boy Love Association. Hate to rain on your parade, folks, but I'm doing it for your good. Let it rain. Let it rain the truth that exposes the lie. Because you know as well as I do, the truth is like the line that you let loose. You don't have to defend it. It will defend itself. Because God will see it through by the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. And they are. I can hear the heavenlies. I can hear the cloud of witnesses saying, we found a man that will do our biddings. A faithful witness that will deliver souls. That's all you have to do is open your hearts and let the Lord speak, friends. But let it be His word, not your own. Jonathan Gruber, the architect of Obamacare. The stupidity of voters helped pass the bills. He said it says an architect of the federal health care law. It's not law, friends. It has the color of law, looks like law, smells like law, but it's not law because they didn't find it in the enumerated laws found in our constitutional republic, right? An architect of the federal health care law said last year that a lack of transparency and the stupidity of the American voter helped Congress pass Obamacare. Illegal Obamacare. Wow. Yeah, said Jonathan Gruber. We lied to the stupid American people that actually believe Obamacare is illegal. And I'll tell you what, saith the criminals in this administration, we'll use the IRS to enforce what we say, regardless if it's lawful or not. Well, let's talk about the constitutionality of that, shall we? It's unconstitutional. Wow. You know, it's interesting. I could get a little kid 5, 6, 7 years old up on the radio with me, and he would totally understand what I'm saying right now. And you know what he'd be saying, that little boy, that little girl? We need to do something about this. We need to deal with the bad man. Yep. But you know what the grown-ups say? Oh, there's nothing we can do about it. No. Really what you're saying is, no, there's nothing I want to do about it because I don't love my country enough. Nor do I love God, nor my fallen brothers that sacrificed themselves to give me the freedoms in which I have today. That's exactly right. You know what I say? God damn you, every one of you. I say God damn you for what you allow. And when I'm saying that, friends, you need to understand what Scripture says. Woe unto you, woe unto you, woe unto you. In Matthew 23, it was the Lord damning men that would not open their ears nor open their eyes. Matter of fact, it used to be common in the church all the way up until the 60s. But now they use it as an expletive, a vulgarity. How dare anybody say that? You know, a righteous man can't say, God damn you. Well, Jesus did. He's without spot or blemish. He had no sin within himself. Remember he said to the Pharisees, he said, hey, which one of you can find sin within me? You couldn't, and you can't. Yet he was damning them because he had the power and the authority to do so, and so does his church. Whatever we bind in heaven will be bound on earth. Yep. Same God. Still alive. I'm the Lord thy God. I change not. Malachi 3:16, right? Hebrews 13:8. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. I'm faithful to 1,000 generations. Yep, same God. Lord's just looking at his people that look foreign to him. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Democrats privately attempted to obstruct investigation into baby body parts trade. Let me say it again. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Marsha Blackburn, Democrats privately attempted to obstruct investigation into baby body parts trade, of course. And then what they do is they get the likes of a Loretta Lynch. By the way, there's a petition going across the nation right now seeking impeachment. Good for you, Article 2, Section 4. Good for you. Praise God. We got some people out there that are sick and tired of being sick and tired because they're sick and tired. They understand the right time to do the right thing is right now, not tomorrow, but today. But they get the likes of a Loretta Lynch that goes along to get along. She's not the head of the Department of Justice, friends. She's the head of the Department of Injustice, just like her predecessor. And who was that? None other than Eric Holder. Folks, attorney General Eric Holder, who committed how many crimes under the Clinton administration? How many crimes under Obama's administration? And now he's off scot-free. Well, the American people stand back and justify themselves. Well, he's not there anymore. Nope, he's committing crimes somewhere else as he's helping along the Muslim Brotherhood to destroy this country. And America stands back and acts like what I'm talking about is foreign to them. No, the truth is foreign to you, America. That's your problem. And that's why you're in trouble. You live in a deceptive lifestyle by thinking everything's okay. It reminds me of what it tells us in the book of Isaiah, I believe chapter 42, where the Lord said through Isaiah, you're being burned round about, but you don't know it. Yep, that's exactly right. Hey, folks, I want to go back to the sonsoflibertymedia.com. Democrats, why again, are we talking about Democrats and Republican parties? We only got one constitution. And furthermore, I'm a Christocrat, just like Benjamin Rush, signer of the Declaration of Independence, rightly stated. But when we're talking about the Democrats, I've shared this with you so many times in the past, friends, you're talking about those that are not ruled by law. And again, the American people are led to believe that when the Democrats are in power, they're a law unto themselves. They can go ahead and do whatever they want to do. When the Republicans are in power, they can go ahead and do whatever they want to do. And you have the left and the right paradigm. And guess what? They're using it to divide the American people. And it's working because people don't understand that our veterans fought, bled, and died upholding the Constitution. One Constitution, not three. Yep, and that's why they're divided. Hey, are veterans that are 6 feet under the ground, are they divided, friends? Nope. They died for the cause of what? Upholding their oath, and that's exactly what they did. And what was their oath? That they would uphold the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. When you're talking about the Democratic Party, and when you're talking about those on the right, the Republican Party folks, you're talking about criminals. Because, as I've said, friends, when the right is doing the right thing, there is no left. And I've done my homework on both parties, and you'll find that in the Republican Party, just like in the Democratic Party, you'll find on the right side, because you believe that there are good people, right? They've got you duped into believing that they're the good guys. I have found that on the Republican side, they're more corrupt than on the Democratic side. Why? Because they've got you believing that they're the good guys. So therefore, they're going to go ahead and try to get away with more because they've got you duped. The Democrats just act like a bunch of kids that never grew up, a bunch of sons of Belial and daughters of Belial. Well, that's what they are. They're lawless. So let's get this right. But here we have it again. Troy Newman, from Operation Rescue, by the way, who is under an indictment through the likes of Loretta Lynch and her Department of Injustice for exposing what Planned Parenthood was doing through buying and selling baby body parts. Folks, I'm talking about our little brothers and our little sisters in the womb. They have an indictment on him. They are attempting to charge him for videotaping what you've seen concerning Planned Parenthood and the crimes that they were committing against the innocent in the womb. They are trying to charge him with the crime while they are trying to get you and your eyes off the ball concerning who's responsible for it. And again, friends, that's why America's in trouble. We fail to take responsibility. The American people do. I also want to let you know, brand new on sonsoflibertymedia.com, we're going to get to topic in just a moment here. Pentagon approves UN use of force against American civilians. Pentagon approves the United Nations use of force against American civilians. Folks, I've told you since September 11th, they're trying to put the tag that you're the terrorist if you don't go along to get along. And I've also shared with you that the pedophile himself, Henry Kissinger, said that those that resist the New World Order are the terrorists. Now the Pentagon is approving the United Nations use of force against you, America. You need to wake up. Be right back.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer. Only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Okay, so we all want to go to heaven when we die, but how exciting is it really going to be? Are we all going to sit on clouds and play harps? If there is a God, wouldn't he come up with something better? We're building a website called thebiblesaysthat.org. What you've been taught might not actually be in the Bible. The Bible says that life after death includes super spiritual powers. Want to move a mountain? Check out thebiblesaysthat.org and put some purpose back in your life. thebiblesaysthat.org.
Boy, isn't that true? Did you hear that commercial, friends? A lot of people live their lives according to the Bible because they've heard it from somebody else, when in fact the Bible doesn't even say that. I mean, we hear it all the time. I mean, I had some bonehead the other day. I mean, you should see some of the emails, folks, that I get. Some of the phone calls I get, friends, are just so... I mean, they don't ever say it to me. No, they're too brave for that. They have to leave it on my recorder so my 11-year-old, my 12-year-old producer can get their phone calls and listen to their filth. And I appreciate it, though, because my son needs to understand the world in which we live and how foul man and how reprobate and wicked man really is. But it's interesting. We're called to love on those that are set within themselves to crucify us. Doesn't that sound familiar? So before we whine about that, let's look to the cross of Jesus Christ, because they did it to him first. Remember when, as a matter of fact, in the book of John, I believe it was chapter 21, right after the crucifixion, his disciples seen him after his resurrection, and the first thing they did is they looked at Jesus, and Jesus showed them the holes in his hands. And then he showed them the holes in his side and in his feet. feet. And then he said to his disciples, as the Father has sent me, so I send you, America. Hey, I want to tell you something. You can mark my words right now. This is bubbling up. America, we have something around the corner. We're coming into something right now. We're coming into some real major things. We have a storm on the horizon. Mark my words. Hold this, friends. Dear to your heart. Write it down. Put the date. We have something right around the corner. There's a storm coming, America. There's a storm coming, and it's on a national scene. There's a storm coming, America, and it's on a national scene. Mark my words. Mark my words. Mark my words. We're coming up to something right now. It's on the horizon. It's at a distance, but it's coming in as a storm. Folks, I want to talk about this because we are going to hit again what needs to be hit again. We spent some time this week talking about when the devil becomes the blind reprobates in the man's standard, the blind reprobate man's standard. And we talked a little bit about Saul Alinsky, and we talked a little bit about the criminal Barack Hussein Obama, and a little bit about the criminal Hillary Clinton that America tolerates, because she does. And then we began to, we actually wrote off that, and we connected with that concerning what took place with the FBI last week coming out and talking about the unreasonableness after highlighting the crimes of the Clintons, and then just talking about her carelessness, and then taking it a step further and actually saying that any, you know, prosecutor, any reasonable prosecutor would never, ever bring forth indictment charges or try to bring an indictment against Hillary Clinton. Well, you need to understand that you do understand, and I know that you do, that FBI Director James Comey, he has a history of being soft with the Clintons. And we talked a little bit about that. And then we went to Representative Blake Farenthold, who had actually said to the FBI director concerning Hillary Clinton, why should any person follow the law if our leaders don't? And that's where I came up with when the devil becomes the blind reprobate man standard. Now, America, they're trying to actually set forth the devil as the standard rather than Jesus Christ, the risen, as the standard. And you can see that that is equated to the version of love in the world, which in fact is hate towards God. See, if we love God, we're going to obey him to the fullest extent. He that saith he abideth in him ought himself also to walk even as he walked, as it tells us in the book of 1 John 2, right? But just think about this. We were talking about Representative Blake. Oh, by the way, he's a representative. He's a Republican. Oh, man, now I can go to sleep now, right? Blake Farenthold, who said, why should any person follow the law if our leaders don't? I mean, folks, that is just like I said, friends, during the last week. I mean, why in the world should any American ever follow our laws if our political leaders refuse to do so? I mean, folks, again, is this guy really that immoral, confused, idiotic, or just plain stupid? Because you understand, and I understand, that two wrongs don't make a right. And since corrupt government fails to restrain men from sin, violating God's Mosaic institution called common law in America, can the rest of us act in such a corrupt manner? Oh, man, that must give us a license to go ahead and do what we want to do because the devil himself is doing it. Folks, we're commanded to grow up in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2 Peter 3:18, not to emulate on the one who comes to kill, steal, and destroy, John 10:10. So, again, since when did the devil become the standard in this country, folks? I mean, you see on the horizon now, these absolute sons and daughters of Belial, on purpose, with both eyes open, serving the great deluder, the deceiver. They know that he is the deceiver, yet they follow him as if there's any truth in him. Really? Really? So in other words, what I'm saying, friends, is America, again, is based on common law, God's moral law, the Ten Commandments, Exodus 18:21. Deuteronomy 4, Deuteronomy 10. I mean, the Lord told us them 10, three times, friends. And then he gives them over to us in Romans 13 as well. Not satanic lawlessness, which is do what thou wilt. No, again, keep in mind, God said no because he loves us. And let me give you an analogy really quick. Many years ago, we were driving, me and my son, we're driving around Lake Harriet in Minneapolis. And I was driving around in this girl's sports car, and we were just cruising around doing absolutely nothing except driving around the lake. And as we were driving, my little 2.5-year-old boy was sitting on my lap, and all of a sudden my right leg started to get wet. In other words, he began to piddle in his drawers. He peed his pants on my leg. And I wanted to make sure that the girl driving understood that I wasn't the one that just peed my pants. So I asked her, could you pull over on the side of the road so I can change my little boy, in whom I love so much, in action? Can I change his diaper? She said, sure. She pulls over on the side of the road. I grabbed my little 2.5-year-old boy, in whom I love so much, and I said, honey, you listen to Dad. I call him Bose. I said, Bose, you sit there. I'm going to sit you on the curb, and I want you to stay there until Daddy gets out of the car. Well, my little boy disobeyed me that day. And you know what my little boy did that I love so much, America? And I totally understand this. My little boy disobeyed Daddy. And my little boy ran behind the car, and he ran right in front of a van. And I got out of the car as fast as I possibly could. I ran over, and the van stopped. Just 2 seconds, 2 inches later, my little boy would have been creamed. And I picked up my little boy, and I spanked his butt really hard. Why? Because I hate him? No, because I love him. I spanked his butt so hard. And friends, you that listen to me over and over and over again, don't you understand? Don't you understand what real love is? Because I got it in my heart, I'm telling you. It tells the truth. It lives the truth. And it doesn't play with sin. It doesn't compromise with what Christ died for. Namely, the blood that ran down his veins to cover my sins, because I'm the one that put him there. And I think about when the Lord said, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. But yet when that love is demonstrated, people in the church especially, and conservatives especially, who think they have the truth, they look at it as hate because they've adapted themselves to man's fallen nature rather than Christ's risen nature. When God tells us no, He tells us no because He loves. Just like when I told my little boy, don't ever do that again. Because the moral of the story is if you don't understand no the first time, the second van might not stop. That is the mercy of God. That's real love. And folks, they're trying to convince you today that that's hate. Hey, hate doesn't tell the truth. Love does that. And I ask the kids in public schools all across the country when I do high school assemblies, hundreds of thousands of young people, hey, there's a true story told of a car that was going around a windy road up on top of a mountain on the West Coast. And they noticed that the cars, they would go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom to their own destruction. And a concerned committee got together. This is America's version of love today. A concerned committee got together and said, hey, we need to remedy the problem. You know what the remedy was, America? They said we need to put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain rather than to put a post sign that says, beware, or warning, or stop, don't go this way. And when I ask the young people in this country, which one's love? A, the one that gets in your face and warns you before you go over the end of the cliff, or B, that stands back and allows you to go over the end of the cliff and crash at the bottom to your own destruction so you can have some committee and bureaucracy stand there and say, let's put an ambulance at the bottom of the mountain. Hey, America, prevention is better than cure. That is the love of God. And I want to tell you something. That's the love of God shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost has been given unto us. That's why in Psalm 109, David said, I was hated for my love. That's why Jesus said, this is my commandment, that you love one another. And if the world hates you, you know it hated me before it hated you. Hey, folks, if people that I'm telling the truth to, because I love them, hate me for it, that's on them, not on me. I'm free of their blood. I have warned them. Ezekiel 3, Ezekiel 33. 2 Corinthians 5, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Folks, I understand that love. Because it was the Lord that told me no. And when you try to tell other people what his love is really about, guess what? You can't get down. You can talk until you're blue in the face, but until the Holy Ghost opens their eyes and opens their ears, you are talking Chinese to them, friends. It's a hard road to walk, but it's one that we keep walking, isn't it? Folks, we're going to come right back. God is the standard. The devil is not. Therefore, right must always be right, and wrong must always be wrong. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. No phone calls today. 1-866-582-9933. Feeling a little lonely up in here, but you know what? I love the Holy Ghost Bunny Trails, and I know that a whole lot of people need to hear that because it's a language that young people understand. And we need to get back to who the Holy Ghost is and how he operates. And we know that everything God is love. Yes, it is. Hey, folks, love doesn't withhold the truth. It's responsible to tell the truth. And I also want to bring in Romans 16:20 to understand that, because we've been talking about how the devil becomes the blind, reprobate man standard. The devil is not the standard here, friends, talking about Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton and Saul Alinsky, their master. The useful idiots that serve the great deceiver. Now, just think about what I just said. That serve the great deceiver. Those that are in governments that don't know how to hold up their part of the deal concerning their oath, they do need to understand their hand is sworn It's up in the air, swearing to God and to man that they will uphold those laws found in the Bible. Isn't that interesting? They think they're deceiving someone when in fact the wrath of God abides upon the children of disobedience. They're disobedient, and then they wonder why they're deceived and why the wrath of God abides upon them, because they've earned it every step of the way. And what I'm trying to say, friends, is they've made Satan himself their master by following the great deceiver, just like Barack and just like none other than Hillary Clinton. And soon enough, folks, they're all going to find out what I'm telling you, regardless on what side of the aisle you are, of those that serve God and those that don't. It doesn't matter. Every single one of us is going to bend the knee. Every one of us is going to stand before the judgment seat of Christ. And I'll tell you what, the man that is ready for judgment day is the one that longs to be freed from his sin, his offenses towards God. You know, but what these people do is they advocate war against God. I want to tell you this. There's a war between you and God's law. The Ten Commandments are against you. They condemn you, friends. The law doesn't help you. It condemns you. It exposes your sin. Romans 3:20, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. The first comes forward and says, let him be cursed, for he denies me. He's had another God besides me. His God is his belly, and he yields his homage to his lust. All the Ten Commandments, like ten great canons, are pointed at you today. Every single one of us. For you've all broken God's statutes and lived daily neglect of all of his commands. Every single one of you. Soul, you will find it a hard thing to go to war against God's law. When the law came in peace, Sinai was altogether on smoke, and even Moses said, I exceeding fear and quake. He was a friend to God face to face. What will you do when the law of God comes in terror, when the trumpet of the archangel shall tear you from your grave, when the eyes of God shall burn their way into your guilty soul, when the great book shall be opened and all your sin and shame shall be punished? Can you stand against an angry law in that day? Can you? Nope. You sure can't. That's what drives us to the foot of the cross, to accept the Christ who fulfilled the law. As we obey him in that form of doctrine that's been given unto us. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But he that hath my commandments, John 14:21, and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father. That's what grace does. It's the power to restrain. Folks, it's called overcoming, being made more than conquerors through him who loved us. And how do we overcome? The faith overcomes. And who do we have our eyes fixed on? That's what overcomes. What you eat is what you are. And we feed on the bread of life as we keep our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith. And when that takes place and we operate in such a fashion, we yield ourselves to him. We're crucified with Christ. We're crucified to the world. God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of Christ. He said, after that, he said, I'm crucified to the world and the world's crucified to me. And when we walk in that power, we're baptized with him after crucifixion, but we're risen to the glory of the Father by the power of the Holy Ghost. Because we're witnesses of the resurrection by the power of the Holy Ghost. And many of you are witnessing that even today. And what happens after that? Romans 16:20, and the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Proper perspective, friends. See, where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. See, to show you in America it's completely up on its head, you're seeing sin abounding, but yet Scripture tells us where sin abounds, grace does much more abound. Not succumb, but abounds. It overcomes. Just had to say that. I feel a little bit better about what's going on here now. Hey, folks, right must always be right, and wrong must always be wrong, right? Because Satan's not the standard, Jesus Christ is. The one that was bruised under the foot of my big brother, the captain of my salvation, his name is Jesus Christ. Hey folks, you can't bring right down to a lower level because others may want it lowered to fit their lawless lifestyle. It must be where it always is. Is crime to replace the law that produces liberty? Because that's no good for any society. That produces bondage, not liberty. Do away with the law and you have no crime, and criminals love that mentality. and the church allowed the Supreme Court to vote in favor of 3% of the population over the 97% that let the Supreme Court illegally commit an oligarchy where few rule over many back in the 60s concerning the Ten Commandments and prayer. Okay? Again, that's our fault, America. That's nobody else's fault. We just have been eating the fruit of our own ways, namely of what we've been tolerating over the last 60 and 70 years in this country and 50 years in this country. Hey, folks, we've all heard the lawless try to excuse themselves from doing what is right and just and true by saying, well, I was born this way or I just can't help myself. Well, friends, that's very specious, but it's utterly false. Man's inability is not the kind which removes responsibility because sin is moral, not physical. So never fall into the error that man's moral inability will be an excuse for sin, which is lawlessness. What? 1 John 3:4. When a man becomes such a liar that he can't speak the truth, is he thereby exempted from the duty of truthfulness because, well, he can't help himself. He was just born that way and he lies all the time. If your employee owes you a day of labor, is he free from the duty because he's made himself so drunk that he cannot serve you? Is he free to do that, friends? Of course not. But this is what you've accepted. This is the Kool-Aid you've drank, friends. Is a man freed from debt by the fact that he spent the money and therefore cannot pay it? Nope. Is a lustful man free to indulge his passions because he cannot understand the beauty of morality? After all, he says, I was born this way. Hey, folks, did you hear about the guy that likes to kill on Fridays? He said he's doing his best. He only kills once a week. This is what this is coming to in your country because of lawlessness, America. Hey, folks, this is a dangerous doctrine. The law is a just one, and man is bound by it, though his sin has rendered him incapable of doing so somehow. Folks, what you have in this country today is, again, a lack of the fear of the Lord where men depart from iniquity. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, folks. I want to encourage you to understand what I do understand, the testimonies. I understand more than the ancients because of the testimonies of the Lord, as David said. He is who he says he is. Save yourselves from this untoward generation, friends, and meet him on his terms. The message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That's the message. It's not going to come to you any other way. It's not going to meet you on your terms. You're going to meet him on his terms. And you will find that he is a most gracious, merciful father to your sins. And if you want to see what I'm talking about, that's all you have to do is look to the cross of Jesus Christ and understand how much God loves you through a demonstration of sacrificing his own son to redeem you. Sinner, no matter how bad you are, don't sit there and magnify your sin. Magnify how good of a Savior he is to take you away from your sin, Matthew 1:21. I love that. I talk about that every once in a while. It comes up. Isn't it interesting when people talk today about how much they were, man, I used to do this, that, and man, I killed 15 people. I was drinking. I was on the highway. I was totally drunk. And I mean, they spend all their time bragging about their sin. And then the very last 2 minutes, they talk about how Jesus saved them. What a second, that man is not saved, you can rest assured. Because he'll spend most of his time magnifying the goodness of God through Jesus Christ by saving him from his sin, because all glory goes back to him, not to me as a bad sinner. Hey, sinner, regardless of who you are, lawbreaker, regardless of who you are, I don't care who you are, he's not beyond saving you, because that's what he came into the world to do, is to seek and save that which is lost. We love you, America. With our actions, 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words. We love you by what we do here on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We'll talk to you in 23 for 2 hours on Saturday. See ya!
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.